Okay, so let's finish the Mishnah. So again, Nachma, Mishnah Yud. Again, Shema Yisrael, Ahayvus Amalacha, Sinos Rabbanus, and the last word, V'altis Vadil Roshus. V'altis Vadil Roshus, don't associate with the government. That's what, again, by the Romans, like, just stay away from them. Don't, you know, the less they know about you, the better. So let's see how the Gemara ties this. So again, so Nachamal, so we had until now, there was a Hemshach. Ahayvus Amalacha, know that when you do malacha, you're fixing neshamas, and therefore you should appreciate that. Usnas rabbanis, and even though when you fix neshamas and you're mashpia, even through work, but any level of hashpa, it gives you meichen, right? The mashpia gets meichen from being in a position of hashpa, but snas rabbanis, but you shouldn't do it for that inyan of the meichen that you get. That's not lishma. That's not what a person should want. Now he says, right? So what does it mean, Altas Vadil Rishos? So first he quotes the simple pshat, Ayin Avis Rav Nasan. So like I mentioned the other day, Avis Rav Nasan is sort of the expanded version of Pirkei Avis. So a lot of the things that the Mishnah doesn't explain itself in Avis Rav Nasan, you see more what it means. So in Avis Rav Nasan, it says over there, on this line of Altas Vadil Rishos, is Malam Mitchlei Chavin Adam Litil Sarishos. Don't, even if, again, the Romans, you know, that we're talking about a government like that, when a government like offers you an olive branch, you know, and offers you to have a piece of it, you know, to take something. No, in the beginning it might seem like a good offer. At the end it's not a good thing. So just even when, you know, if a Roman senator, the Roman Caesar offers you something good, just say, thank you very much. You know, finished. But that's a simple shot. Huh? Yeah, right. You don't. It starts off nice, but it turns out not good. So he says, "Vehinein devareinu devrimoser." And this is going. We could explain this in the way that we've been talking about until now. And it says like this: "Afa pishem asigin ardner flog." And going back to what we said before, right? That the mashpia gets a lot of ha'arag, a lot of moichin from the fact that he's being mashpia, which again he said before that shouldn't be the motivation. So he says, Afal Pisha Masigan Har Nifla, not only, now he's doubling down on it, not only is that not the right motivation, and like he said, it's tipshus, you know, because it's not real, authentic Meichen, if it's not coming from a place of mysterious nefesh, really, but it's worse than that. Afal Pisha Masigan Har Nifla, Avon Niftach Loi Pesach Kasha, it ends up being difficult, it ends up being not good. Ki Nitfas Al Kol Maisa Shalem, because It's a sugi by itself. I don't know, we'll see how much time we have to get into this, but now you become responsible for everything that the people that you are being mashpia to, you're responsible for them. So he says, and if you don't know how to be mesakin these neshamas, like we saw by our rabbis, by the tzaddikim, so then it's not good. So it's like, so he says, "Eich yasek busha uchlima la'asid lovay," and this can be a big busha, and you know, big bushes for the person la'asid lovay. She goyzel as Yisrael al-meichin shalahem al-chinam, that you're stealing their meichin. In other words, what the Gemara is saying over here, again, there's a lot contained in this paragraph. What he's saying is that unless that this mindset of the mashpia, that he's being mashpia really only to get for himself, then what is he getting? The Ribbono Shel Olam only goes, the Ribbono Shel Olam in truth only goes to a low place. Like I was more last night, you'd have to be b'chinas ayin and humble. That's the only place that the Ribbono Shel Olam truly goes is to a low place. But this guy's not holding by a low place. This guy wants Moichin. He's coming from a place of ego. So that means that, so where is his Moichin coming from? From the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam isn't going to give Moichin, isn't going to give a piece of himself kiviyachol to a yid that's interested in himself. So where's the Moichin coming from? The answer is, it's other Yidins. The Talmidim that he's being mashpia on, he's taking their moichin then. Which means not only is he stealing from them, but now any of their issues are now his issues. So that's what's going on. You have to take it. So he says that. So what's happening is that it's not only is it foolish, like he said in the previous paragraph, because it's not authentic. It's not really elikus, because the Ribbono Shel Olam only goes to a place of mysterious nefesh and a place that's humble. So not only is it not authentic, then what is it? The answer is, it's not his, he's stealing. He's stealing. These are really madrigas that the Talmidim should have. only reason why he's having them is in order because, like Lamaisa, he's in a position to give. So the Rabbanu Shalom give, but it's not authentic. It's not real. It's not truly his chaylik. It's not truly his chaylik. And this is the irony. In order to be zaycha to a person's own chaylik be'emes, he has to not be interested in his own chaylik be'emes, right? And then the Rabbanu Shalom give. It's like the Gemara says in brachas, right? When you the Gemara says that before you make a bracha, so then if a person drinks or eats without a bracha, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says in brachas, it's like me'ila. It's like you're stealing from Hekdesh, because it's Hashem's world, it's not yours. But then when you make a bracha, it means it becomes yours. And what is a bracha? A bracha is saying, it's not mine, right? So before I recognize that it's not mine, it's not mine. Once I say it's not mine, it's mine, right? So that's the principle. The more I'm not interested in my own madrigas, the more I'll get my own madrigas. So if this guy's interested in his own madrigas, he's not getting his own madrigas. What madrigas is he getting? The Talmidim's. Which means that they're not his. And not only is it not his, it means that now he's super duper responsible for anything that these Talmidim are doing. Because he's that's the deal, you know. The Talmidim are giving him their moichin. Again, it's not conscious, right? They're giving his moichin, so they're like, okay, but you gotta... Then you have to take care of us, you know. So if you're... So he says, by the big Rebbes and big Tzaddik, and they knew how to do that stuff. But this guy doesn't know how to do that. So now he's going to be, like the Gemara says, Kerech Mikan Mikan. He'll be bald from here and there, right? But the Gemara says, a guy that has two wives, one's young, one's old. So the old one plucks out the young one plucks out the gray hairs, the old one plucks out the black hairs. He's bald from both hands. Right? That's what this guy is doing. So he's bald from both hands. He doesn't have his own Meichen because he's not, because he's interested in his own Meichen. And the Meichen that he gets is Talmidim. And now he's responsible to fix them. It's not just, he can't, you know, if it was his own moichin that he had and he's just sharing from himself, okay, it's still not ideal if he's not taking achrayis for the Talmidim, but at least he could get away with it. But over here, he can't get away with it because his madrigas are not his own. So then he has to pay for it. And the way he pays for it is by misakin them, but he's not capable of that. So that's what he says, altas fadu l'rishos. Such a person, it's like the other servant Nassim said, it starts off nice. Eventually becomes kasha. Eventually becomes kasha.
How do you keep it real? Like you're saying, I don't want madrigas, knowing that that's the way to get madrigas. Who doesn't want madrigas?
You have to daven for it. Person has to daven for it. Person has to daven. They should be able to do things with l'shem shemaim. Two things. First of all, a person has to daven for it. Second of all, but just to clarify what it is that you're davening for. Deep down, everyone has multiple motivations. There is ultimately within a person a motivation that's also lishma. It's just there's a lot of other voices as well. So you daven that you should get to that place inside of you that's l'shem shemayim. And you do the best you can to try to raise that voice, raise the volume of that voice, and decrease the volume of the other voices. Which means even something as simple as saying the right thing. In other words, like hamanti ki adaber, like articulating to yourself, like in front of a mirror. I don't know, whatever. You articulate to yourself what your real motivation is, and you can be honest and say like, this is, I hope, and I'm davening that this should be the loudest motivation, but. But to try to sort of give strength to it. And there's other things that a person can do. Again, we're talking about a specific situation of being, a person as being mashpia. But the more a person can do to exercise that muscle of mesiris nefesh, then that also sort of raises the volume and gives strength to that motivation. Like Rav Pam used to say, I heard this from my father a lot. Rav Pam used to say that a person has to be Meisir Nefesh, but Gashmias or Baruchnias. You know, people usually think of Meisir Nefesh and Gashmias, whether it be money, whatever. Ruchnias also. So so for example, this guy that's in the position of being Mashpia, so there'll be times of where he rather just like learn or do his own things, and then a situation comes up where Meisir Nefesh is demanded. Like, let him. Like to embrace that and to use that as an exercise in mysterious nefesh muscles, you know. So you do these things, but it's about davening, and again, it's realizing that lishma is there, but it's just a matter of bringing it out. So then once, now it's just a question of bringing it out. Okay, so articulating is one way to bring it out. Again, using opportunities that you're doing anyway that resonate with that motivation, that'll bring it out also. So the guy has to spend time helping another yid, right? Helping one of his talmidim or whatever the case may be. So he can do it like begrudgingly, or he could use it as an opportunity to give expression to that demotivational response. You know what? Givaldik, the only reason why I'm here is in order to help. You know, that type of thing. And then it'll help that. It'll help that. Dikris the daven. So let's, what time is it? Yeah, okay, let's just finish the last over here. Va'oid, altisvada. Va'oid, another thing is altisvada l'midas hadin akasha. Another interpretation that's related to this is altisvada, the word tisvada comes from the word das, which means connection, right? Adam yadas chavishtai. Altisvada means also not to be noticed, not to be connected. L'midas hadin akasha to midas hadin. In other words, you'll see in a second. K'may she'ir l'Eli Melech, like what happened to Eli Melech, she'i gadol hador. Eli Melech, the in the story of Rus, right? So Eli Melech left Eretz Yisrael and so on. So without going into the whole story over there, but he's referencing that the concept of what we find in the Zohar Kaddish, other places, is that you don't want to be noticed. Like when a person's noticed in Shemayim, then very often that brings it's like in the simple Shana Mishnah. You don't want the Romans to know about you. Like, let the Romans not know about you. It's better not to be known. So what does it mean in this context? It means also you don't want to be known by like the Bezim Shalmai. The Rabban Hashem knows who you are. The Rabban Hashem knows everything. You're not getting under his radar, but that's fine. You want to be on Hashem's radar. Hashem is Gevaldik. The Bezim Shalmai you'd rather avoid. Not the Chas V'Shalom, not the Romans, but the country. So you don't want to, so you want to avoid that. What does it mean to avoid that? Again, if you hold yourself, if all that you are is just trying to help other, you're not like, you're just the tzinar, you're just helping other yidden. You're not interested in your own mic. And that's what name sticks out in Shemayim by the Bezin Shemayla? A person that holds him himself, right? If a person's about himself, then that's the name that becomes noticeable. And so now the person down here is famous, popular, blah, 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 powerful. Now, his name very much sticks out. Oh, who's this person in Shemayim? Who is this person that everyone's talking about? Okay, let's find out who this guy is. So you want to avoid that. So how do you avoid that? By not being famous and popular? No. Avoid is to not take yourself seriously, not to be about you. If it's not about you, then in Shemayim they never heard of you. They never heard of you. That's what you want, huh? It told is big. That's these things over here. Elimelech was the Gadol Hador, right? We usually the word term God Hador, we usually associate with like a tzaddik. Over here it means
prestigious.
The prestigious, the most famous person in the generation, but that means in Shemayim. In Shemayim. So that's as he says, El Tomid Yelibcha Ma'ir V'Makol. Rather, a person should just be mixed up with everyone, just friendly with everybody, and just hold themselves just amongst Yidden. Behavas Yisrael Ba'achna Gedayla. And that's the. And then by doing so, and again, that's the chiddush. That even the person that's the mashpia, that's the tzaddik, and so on, he also has to make sure that his name, that no one's heard, that the Bezin Shalmal never heard of him. Right? That's the idea. So the person can be known down here, but as long as Bezin Shalmal, the Rabbanu Shalom knows, but not to stick out. They quote on the bottom just very quickly. They quote over here from the Zohar. He references the Zohar Chadash. So he quotes over here from the Zohar Chadash. Rabbanan, I don't know if you have it, but you have it?
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay, fine. So Rabbanan de Kisrin. So the Zohar quotes the Rabbanan of Kisrin, of Kisaria. Elimelech Gadol Hador Hayu. Elimelech was the Gadol Hador Vayinikr Lamala, and he was known above. The Kol Mishu Nikr Lamala, and anyone that's known over there, who Nitvaschila, is caught first. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua said, Maksiv Shunamis, what does it say by the Isha Shunamis in Sefer Malachim? That Toimer, it's a famous thing that Elisha, it was time of Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, And Elisha the Navi, offers Elisha Shunamis, this lady that this couple used to have Achnasas Orchim by they used to take him in. So the pasuk says that Elisha asks Elisha Shunamis, maybe I'll talk to the king on your behalf. In other words, Pashrashad talking to the king and the king. But the Zohar says it means the Melech Malchim. It's before Rosh Hashanah. I'll put in a good word for you. What's her response? No. The timer. Betoich Ami Nechashos. I sit amongst my people. Don't mention my name. It's not Kedai. Mikan says the Zohar. Mikan Shetzarch Lahachnis Roisha Letoich Rabim. From here, you see that you should put your head amongst the population. V'loyei Nirsham Lavad. Don't be listed by yourself. Maksiv Tchila. What does it say? V'yelech Ish Stam. That Stam. He's called an ish. So he goes on to say that's again the Zohar continues with this inyan. That's the inyan. So again, that's what he's saying over here. Al tisvada, don't be known l'rishos, don't be known by the government. Remain humble. Aves Yisrael, hachna, b'simcha rabba. Okay, Bez Hashem. We'll continue next time. Shkayach.